You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Somebody invented gibbets and made themselves a frillionaire. Why didn't I do that?
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
If we want to reduce violent crime, if we want to reduce the number of people in our jails, the answer is to stop building more of them. The answer is to make sure that we actually build more hospitals, we pay organizers, we get people mental health care and overall health care, employment, etc. It's to support communities, not throw them away.
So, I mean, we all know that this makes all the sense in the world, because the problem, and welcome back to the show, the very serious radio program that we're doing across the country. I'm Dana Lash. DanaLash.com. I'm in kind of a sour mood. It's okay. I'm actually not really, but I just feel like it. I'm in a good mood, but I'm pretending I'm not. DanaLash.com. Go and subscribe to the newsletter, chapter and verse. This, she's right. If we had fewer jails, we would have less crime, because we know that the existence of jails, I mean, literally creates crime out of the ether. You can take a completely peaceful area that has no jail cane, and you can build in it a jail, put a jail in it in the town, and all of a sudden criminals pop up.
Wow.
It's like one of the zombie maps for Black Ops. When you go into a certain area and then the zombies like spring up out of the ground, right? Or if you start an objective. I'm just saying, that's like what it is when you build a jail. If you build it, they will come. Not a lot of people realize that what was it, Field of Dreams baseball, something, I don't know.
Yes.
That was actually built, it was based on the science of building jails, but they just changed it to baseball. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if they had done the actual truth of the story, which was, you know, if you build a jail, criminals come. They're just attracted to jail. That's how criminals work. They're attracted to jails. That's why they spend so much time not evading them, getting caught and having to go there. You didn't know this, did you? Yeah. Cane, you know what? It wasn't
10 years old.
I know. That was the other story that was left out of the Bible, was that there wasn't any crime or anything until there was a jail that was built in Cain and Abel's time. You know why there was the first murder with Cain and Abel?
Yeah.
Because somebody built a jail.
I had no idea.
You didn't know that, did you? Facts. F-A-C-K-S. Facts.
The new English version or the King James version?
Yeah. Know. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's like the new interpretation.
Yeah,
whatever.
The NIV. But.
Yeah, it's that. You guys didn't know that, did you? She's getting slammed, by the way, because she had tweeted that her grandmother, her home was destroyed in the hurricane. And she said that she had went to Puerto Rico for the first time in a year because of coronavirus, which, you know, I get. I mean, travel was difficult. And she was like, I can't believe that the government hasn't helped her. And then she like went off on this rant on Trump. And it's like, okay, we get it. You dislike Trump. I'm so tired of hearing people talk about how much they don't like him. We get it. Oh my gosh. You're like the ex that never stops talking about their ex. Stop. It's so annoying. Can't stand him. Oh my gosh. So bad. And she tweets this photo of her grandmother's house. And then she's like complaining that the government doesn't do anything. Girlfriend, you've got two swanky apartments in some of the most expensive areas in the United States of America. Doesn't she live in like Foggy Bottom in D.C.?
Yeah.
Where, isn't that where she lives, Steve? Didn't you say that she lived in this bougie apartment building there in D.C.? Like brand new? Okay, whatever. Same difference. It's like, what, three blocks away from Foggy Bottom. But she has got a real nice apartment building. Real nice apartment in D.C. She got real nice pad in New York. She drives like one of the most expensive Teslas you can get. She shops at Whole Foods. You know that. Whole paycheck. So, why aren't you sending money down to your grandmother? This is the trust fund socialist mentality. These people will not put skin in the game. They want you to do it. They won't do it. They want you to do it. They expect everybody else to do their stuff. Where I come from, if my grandparents' house needed work and I had the means to help and I didn't help and I was sitting here blasting it on, you know, publicly and blaming everyone else for not doing what I was unwilling to do, I would be shamed out of sight. I would be shamed out of sight. I'd be too ashamed to post something like that because it's proof that I didn't help take care of my own. I didn't help take care of my family. That's just not how we live where I come from. But that's the socialist mentality. That's the problem that I always have with the socialist mentality is because they think everybody else is responsible for doing it. Oh, man. And I still don't know. And she was like, well, I was trying to make a bigger picture. No, you weren't. You were making it about you. Everything this girl does, she always brings it back to herself. Every time. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
I just got a really dumb soundbite that I can't wait to share with you guys, by the way. I'm gonna let you guess. FDA says to avoid eating cicadas if you're allergic to seafood. Why does this need to... Who's eating these things? Who's eating them? This is so gross. Yeah, they actually are warning people. So wait a minute, are they... So like if you're allergic to shellfish, you would have the similar allergic reaction to cicadas? That is gross. That's so gross. I called this also, by the way, years ago. So George P. Bush... He went and became Texas land commissioner, right? If you're going to go up in politics anywhere, you got to start as Texas land commissioner. And I said, watch it. He's going to go for like AG and then he'll go for governor. Oh, well, guess what? I told you, George P. Bush announced the GOP primary challenge to Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's going to be on the show with us later today, by the way. They're both vying for the endorsement of Trump as well. So this is going to be very interesting. We should get him on because he announced yesterday he's running for Texas AG. This is going to be a battle. Oh boy, I'm here for the comments. I'm just gonna pop some popcorn and I'm here to watch the comments because oh my goodness, we'll watch that. It's crazy how the media says that, you know, Trump was a tyrant, and they always talk about the sanctity of the free press, but yet journalist Andy Ngo was brutally attacked again in Portland. He was covering another destructive riot from Antifa up there. Those are the white socialist trust fund kids. And when he was in Portland, he was viciously attacked again. We'll go through some of the, because he actually wrote about it. Nothing from the press, nothing from the Fourth Estate about this at all whatsoever. Twitter is releasing, you can pay to be abused on Twitter now. They're launching their first subscription service. Now, as someone who's had about a million followers deleted in the past 9 months, at a rate now, right now, we're at 1,000, a little over 1,000 a day, and I've screenshotted all of it, so don't try. And they're not all bots. Would you pay to be abused? Do you love being told that you're a gun whore? Do you love being told that you're a Hitler or a Nazi because you just simply disagree with someone about tax policy? Well, now you can pay for the abuse. Twitter, they're not giving you an edit button, but they said that they are launching a subscription service with a monthly fee with exclusive features. Canada, Australia get the service first, respectively, $3.49 and $4.49 in local currencies per month. We're not sure when Twitter Blue is going to be available in the United States, but let's hope never. And Joe Biden is set to meet with Queen Elizabeth on his first overseas trip coming up. So I was reading this article, and I'm just dying at the discussion that we are having. The headline is from the Washington Post. And during the pandemic, I don't know, whatever, people made some very questionable buying decisions. And the headline over at WAPO is, love them or hate them, Crocs are back. Sales have surged during the pandemic and the brand's signature foam clog is churning up everywhere, says someone. They literally quote this person. I would wear them to the Met Gala.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what? What? What is what? What? Like, they're like $70 lavender Crocs. So they're like, they literally, this, I didn't know all this happened. Like, they apparently, there was a recent collab with Justin Bieber. $70 lavender Crocs.
70?
Adorned with chipmunk and teddy bear charms. They sold out. Crocs also partnered with Balenciaga on an $850 platform clog. What? KFC, apparently now, there's a Hidden Valley Ranch themed shoe that has French fries, veggie sticks, and pizza studded on it. It sold out in pre-sales. I can't even deal with this. What is happening to people? What is happening? But even more so, have you ever heard of the Jibbitz thing? This is what I'm... $5 for one of these things. They're like these... They're like little plastic charms that are shaped like everything from like cheese boards to Winnie the Pooh. I don't know. And you can snap them on your... Somebody invented Jibbitz and made themselves a frillionaire. Yep. Why didn't I do that? Sherry Schmelzer. She's from Boulder, Colorado. She invented Jibbitz. And she's like a frillionaire. They said that every month... What is it? They sell $2 million worth of Jibbitz. Every month, these things retail without tax or before tax, $249 a piece.
What?
Yeah. Juan, who is working with us now, he's been with us now long enough that we can talk about him. He was like, Crocs never left. Like, what? Oh my gosh. But I just can't even believe, like, this woman invented this. Like, she was like, these holes with that Crocs that we could put charms in them. And she's a frillionaire. Millions of dollars a month for something that retails for $2.49. $2.49. Right. How many of you people are buying Crocs and putting the little Jibbitz charms in the Crocs?
It's the new NFT.
Kane was like, God bless capitalism.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. So, a paintball drive-by. One of the listeners sent this to me. They call him still Senator Bullworth because of that one movie. But this is kind of crazy. A dad took his 10-year-old son on a paintball drive-by. And guess what ended up happening? Nothing good. He ended up getting shot by an actual firearm and then run over by his own dad's car.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is a AP story. Police say that a Florida homeowner believed that his home was under attack during the early morning hours of Sunday when 26-year-old Michael Williams reportedly drove his 10-year-old son to carry out a drive-by paintball attack on the Opa-locka area home. The son begged to drive to a home where other young people were reportedly gathered. He wanted to fire his paintball gun out the window. Nobody knew whether or not he intended to actually hit the people with the paint or the house itself. So the dad did it. He fired off several rounds, but the homeowner, who is not named, thought his family was under attack and returned fire. Wow. And yeah, that the boy lost his balance. He was outside, although, well, it seems like he was outside. They wouldn't specify whether he was inside or outside. And then when he fell over because he lost his balance, that's apparently when the dad accidentally drove him over. Oh my gosh. Like, so many things wrong with this story, including the bad parenting.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.